You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
After more than 20 years of hosting some of the biggest local and international artists, from Jay-Z and Beyonce to Black Coffee and Casper Nyovest, the Ticket Pro Dome will be no more as we know it. Due to COVID-19 and the lockdowns, no event was held at the Dome last year, or was an event held this year. And its owners, the Sasol Pension Fund, have decided to throw in the towel. But we go down memory lane with Carol Weaving, Managing Director of RX Africa and RX Venue Management, who managed the Dome all these years. Carol, thanks so much for your time. What was the last event that was held at the Dome?
Yeah, thank you, Fifi. The last concert we had was Music is King with Black Coffee, actually, as you mentioned, and that was in December 2019. Then we did have an exhibition, I think, early in 2020, but since then, with the ban on public gatherings, it's been impossible to run anything more than, 50, 100 people or 250. And obviously with a venue as big as the Dome, that really doesn't work, for the venue, of course.
How much does it cost to keep the Dome running?
Well, gosh, obviously with the whole sort of lockdown and ban on public gatherings, you still have to keep the lights on and you still have to keep the facility going. And it costs you, the electricity alone, you can imagine, is millions. So the overheads are very huge on a venue like that. Having said that, in 2020, we were pretty lucky because I'd had insurance for communicable disease. So we were covered. But 2021, I think we all thought the industry was going to come back. By March 21, we thought, no, we're going to be able to hold live events. And of course, the pandemic's gone on longer. So unfortunately, you're not going to get insurance 2 years in a row. Sadly, it doesn't work like that. So that's why I think Sasol have finally made the decision that they need to sell it. So it's a very, very sad and dark day for the entertainment industry, because it's the only venue that can run some of these big international events and concerts.
Is there a way that this eventuality could have been avoided, in your view?
Do you know, I really do believe so, absolutely. And I don't think we'd be having this conversation had the government enabled our industry, and certainly the venues that are, very responsible. We're very professional. We've been running events for years. If they could have allowed us to operate with 50% capacity, so in a huge dome which can, take 20,000 people or 10,000 square meters, we could have been very safe and secure. We could have observed all protocols necessary, and we could have actually, I think, saved the live entertainment industry, because quite frankly, without the Dome, the music and the concerts, we have a serious problem. There's only certain concerts that can go to the stadium, and a lot of international artists don't want to go outdoors. They want to be in an indoor arena,
Yeah, it's such a difficult time, this pandemic, because it seems as though some governments are saying, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And there's a lot of caution out there. No government wants too many lives on their hand, as a view that they were lax regarding, safety measures and the like. But nonetheless, who are you selling to? Who's taking over?
Okay, so, and I think you're absolutely right. Nobody wants to be a super spreader event, but I must just say, in our industry, we are really, we really are professional. We know how to run these things. So, I think it's a little bit different. If the shopping malls can open, I think we should have been able to open. Mm. But to answer your question, yes. So Sasol Pension Fund has actually sold to We Buy Cars. So the venue's still alive, which is good news. But it's going to now be, I would imagine, a permanent showroom. And that's obviously for We Buy Cars to decide what they're going to do. But I would have thought that's what they're going to do with it. But I think it's the end of the road for live events and the Dome, as we've all known it for the past 23 years, as an entertainment venue and facility.
When you say end of the road for live events, is it just specifically at the Dome, or do you see that other players out there who are operating in your space and who have felt the pressures that you have felt will likely come out at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, I also run an exhibition company. So, that's been tough. You can pivot to virtual, and we've done that. But, it's still completely different, and commercially it's not particularly viable. So you've really got to have a long-term investment thought process. I think when I'm referring to the Dome, like any venue, there's a big value chain. So it's your suppliers, it's your promoters, your concert promoters. Don't get me wrong, those concert promoters can still run concerts at stadiums, and they can still run certain events at other venues, and there's plenty of other venues around. But I think it's that particular size from a commercial perspective, it's that middle of the road size, sort of, you know, up to 20,000 people, which were always the most popular, which is why the Dome was always, you know, home to a lot of these live events. And the problem is, you know, in a small venue, trying to make that commercially viable for a promoter is really, really difficult. So you need that critical mass to make it financially viable.
Mm. Lastly, Carol, I mean, what does the future have in store for RX Africa and RX venue management?
Yeah, well, we're still looking at alternatives on the continent in terms of venues. But in terms of the exhibition business, and we're still running Comic-Con Africa, not this year, that's only next year, and the Decorexes of the world
crossed.
And what have you. But exactly. We're really looking forward to 2022 and absolutely fingers crossed. You know, the vaccine program is picking up momentum. So I'm feeling pretty confident that our events are going to come back. I think the public are going to want to attend these events again. And, you know, I think we're all craving some face-to-face and some, you know, experiences.
Exactly, Carol. Indeed we are. But thank you so much for your time and best of your luck for the future and your endeavors in the rest of Africa. That's Carol Weaving, the Managing Director of RX Africa and RX Venue Management.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.